with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get yourself a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-400-9129. 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size, the hunger-smashing smoothie. The secret to our smoothies is Apamine, a breakthrough appetite manager that makes weight loss easy.
You drink a nutritious smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, you eat less, and you lose weight. Safely and comfortably.
I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 47 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
If you want to lose 5, 10, even 50 pounds, just call within the next 10 minutes and try our smoothies free for 2 weeks. Either you lose weight or you don't pay for the smoothies.
For your free 2-week trial of Right Size smoothies, call 1-800-700-5901 in the next 10 minutes. That's 1-800-700-5901. 1-800-700-5901.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Well, what if you could double your sales, triple them, or even more? You know how to close the deal. If you just had an unlimited supply of fresh sales leads, you could start making the money you want to make. And now you can. Introducing Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
Hi. I am Vin Gupta, CEO of InfoUSA. 30 years ago, I was in sales also. I didn't know where to find sales leads. So I started a company to solve this problem. With Sales Genie, I will give you the same sales leads I used to build my $400 million company. I don't care what you're selling. I guarantee that Sales Genie will help you. And I want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free to prove it.
Call Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
WMCA 570, New York's Good Guy Radio.
The Musclehead Revolution.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. Coming up in the next couple of hours, a lot to make your muscle get sharper, more cut, more empowered today. I want you to join us for a very special broadcast, but I want you to contribute to that broadcast. I'll tell you how coming up. Plus, a pedophile blogger gets caught stalking a daycare center, and then he gets released. Should that ever happen in America? Plus, latest information in the Newark triple murders. Stay with us.
The Musclehead Revolution.
Revolution. Kevin, I like you. Musclehead is better than Bonehead.
With me tonight is Kevin McCullough.
With us now, syndicated columnist Kevin McCullough.
Joining us now, Kevin McCullough, who blogs at townhall.com.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The author of Musclehead Revolution.
Overturning liberalism with common sense thinking.
Calling on listeners from across the country to fight back.
You're like a man. You take the well.
You, Musclehead.
The Musclehead Revolution.
WMCA 570, 6 minutes past 2 o'clock if you're on the East Coast. Anywhere else, 6 minutes past the hour. www.wmca.com if you're online. The phone number 1-800-345-9622. The email address kmc@wmca.com. And a big thank you. I am noticing now that there's a little bit of a viral information about the show getting onto the internet. I've been posting for the last few weeks. I've been posting the rough outline of what we're going to talk about on my blog at townhall.com. You get there through the WMCA pages by just clicking on my name, Kevin McCullough, WMCA.com. Click on Kevin McCullough. But about 1:45 or so, it posts and tells people what's going to. But I've started noticing someone's cut and pasting it over to Free Republic. And some people are saying some very nice things about listening to our show. Let me read you just one, V-Man. This kind of made my day. I was thumbing through the replies to one of these threads on Free Republic. It's just a big bulletin board, and people weigh in on all the different topics. But somebody was being real smarmy, and they said, "Does anybody really listen to Kevin McCullough?" And then two people right back to back said, one said, "I've been listening since he moved from New York to Chicago. I prefer him to the H-man who works at that other radio station just up the dial." And then another person weighed in and said, "I find myself listening to Kevin's show while I drive home. When I used to listen to Hannity at that time," he says, "it takes a little getting used to." I'm trying to figure out what that means. My show takes a little getting used to. "But," he says, "I always enjoy Kevin's show and columns on Town Hall. I'm glad that you guys have started an open thread forum. Hope it gains in popularity." And it's just really nice. What they're doing is they're taking and pasting what we're talking about, and then they're providing the links for people to listen live over in the Free Republic. The Freeper domain is what it's called. And so I appreciate every effort that you make to get the word out. Oh, same thing's been happening on MySpace. There's some friends of ours on MySpace that have been taking this same little daily show information and just telling all their friends about it. And so little by little, and when you tell two friends today, and whether it's listening online at WMCA.com or listening on your radio at WMCA 570, I'm very, very grateful for each of you that are rolling up your sleeves and expanding the revolution. Thank you so much. We've got a lot of interesting things to get to. There's two main topics I want to take your calls on today. 1-800-345-9622. The principal of the Khalil Gibran Academy, you remember the Intifada principal? She resigned, and she's grousing about it. I've got to tell you some of the things she said when we get to this topic. But they have replaced this Islamic Arab terrorist-associated woman who was to be principal with a Jewish woman who doesn't speak any Arabic whatsoever. And so I want to talk about some of the observations that I had about that as we move into it. And then in the next hour, and I'm surprised this isn't getting heavier play across the media, Hillary Clinton has in some way figured out how to keep her official documents from being seen by the voters until long after the elections are finished in 2008. Is this fair? Is this right? Is it appropriate? Is it fair for the voters? 2 million pages worth of documents from when she was first lady and in the White House previously that they've now been able to finagle their way into not releasing until after the election of 2008. Makes you wonder what's in there, doesn't it? Anyway, we'll talk about those things, and there's a lot more to get to. I want to tell you, though, about something that we're planning that is very, very special, and that's our prayer to make it special. 9/11 was by any estimate whatsoever, a life-changing day for any American. Every American remembers where they were at the moment that they first heard the news that a plane had flown into the tower. Every American remembers where they were when they saw the footage of Trade Center 2 fall first. Every American remembers where they were when they heard that the third plane had hit the Pentagon and that the fourth plane had mysteriously crashed in the Pennsylvania fields when it looked like it was on a dead target for Washington, D.C. Friends, 9/11 in this generation is similar to December 7th in my grandparents. It changed the entire world. Everything that we see, feel, think about, fear in this life was altered somewhat by our view of what happened on that day. So as we are approaching the the anniversary of 9/11, September the 11th, coming up. This will be the sixth anniversary. We want to do something extremely, we hope is moving and special in its memorial of that day. And here's the real basic gist of it. We want you to not only help plan the broadcast for that day, we want you to help be part of the voice that is heard that day. And here's how I'd like you to do it. And V-Man and I have talked about this. We really do feel like this is what God wants us to do on that particular broadcast. Would you email us your thoughts on the events of 9/11? Would you email us your perspectives, how in your life your relationships or your lifestyles were impacted or changed because of the events of 9/11? It doesn't have to be particularly spiritual, though it can be if that is what happened that impacted you the most. Perhaps it's about a loved one that you lost. Perhaps you didn't lose anyone in 9/11, and perhaps you had something driven home in your way of thinking that reminded you that you were experiencing God's blessing on a day when many people felt tragedy and sadness. Whatever and however 9/11 impacted you, your perspectives on how relationships, life, lifestyle changed because of that day, would you email that to us? 500 words or less, if you can. I would appreciate if you keep it to that length or a little bit shorter. Here's what we'd like to do. On the day of 9/11, we would like to feature some of these compelling stories. We would like to invite those who we actually pick out of those that submit these stories to actually appear on the broadcast and to tell these stories personally. You don't have to use your name. You can if you want to. But here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to email me your thoughts, perspectives on how relationships, life, lifestyle, spiritual life, spiritual relationship to God, all of that, how any of it or all of it changed because of 9/11, and send that to KMC@WMCA.com. Please put 9/11 in the subject line, just 911. That's all you got to put in the subject line, and that will help us a great deal as we're sorting through those. We're also going to ask you to send us your, and maybe writing things out isn't your thing. Maybe you're not a literary person, but maybe you're very emotional about 9/11, as we all are. We would also like to hear suggestions from you in planning for that day's broadcast of songs that you found to be particularly meaningful to you through that time, or something when you hear it today reminds you of that time and what you learned in the process or what you felt in the process. It doesn't have to be a Christian artist. It can be. It can be any song that you so feel was important to you at that time or since then about that time. But if you would email us the title of a song, perhaps the artist, that would help us a great deal. We would like to put together a very, very special broadcast on September the 11th. But we would like you to be heavily represented in everything that we do as we memorialize 9/11 on its sixth memorial. We'll use those songs on the show. We'll use them as bumpers. We'll use them as exits. We'll use them. We may play some of them at length, depending on what our time frame is. But we would like to also acknowledge you and your reason as to why you picked that song. So if you wouldn't mind jotting a paragraph down about what is it about that particular song that so moved you. You can also send those emails to kmc@wmca.com. kmc@wmca.com. Send us your perspectives on 9/11, how life changed for you spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever the case. And send us your song titles with the artists that you think best captures the sentiments resulting from that day. And we you may be hearing back from us to come on the phone and be part of the broadcast that day, the sixth anniversary of 9/11. So would you please do that? We're also going to have a very special message that day from our very own radio pastor. Dr. Ray Pritchard will be with us. He's going to encourage us. He's going to admonish us towards humility, and he's going to ask God for mercy in the days to come as we still have very, very significant and important things to do in the days ahead. But would you do that for us? KMC@WMCA.com. KMC@WMCA.com. And if you would, you will be contributing to a very special broadcast for the sixth memorial of 9/11. And you can start sending those emails today, KMC at WMCA.com. KMC@WMCA.com. Coming up, a lot to get to. Hillary wants to hide all of her records from her first go-around in the White House, doesn't want you to see them until after she's elected. We've also got a change in principles at the Brooklyn Arabic Islamic Madrasa. We will tell you about that coming up as well and take your calls on all of it. 1-800-345-WMCA, 1-800-345-9622, WMCA 570. I'm Kevin McCullough.
The Musclehead Revolution.
Remember this date, September 28, WMCA's 4th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon, Wednesday, September 28th. Keynote speaker will be Chip Ingram of Living on the Edge, special musical guest Jason Ingram, and it's all free by invitation only. If your pastor needs to be on that list, go to WMCA.com and register them for the 4th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon from WMCA 570.
Listen to A.R. Bernard.
God is everywhere present at the same time.
Faith in practice.
He's here. He's in Singapore. He's in the Ukraine. He's in Hong Kong. Right now, there's services going on all over. And guess what? God is there.
Faith in Practice with A.R. Bernard. Weekday mornings at 6:30 on WMCA 570 Good Guy Radio.
Price assumes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
I'm 25. I'm single. And I own my own home. Crazy, huh? I never thought I'd be able to get a home until, you know, until I got older. Or until I got married. But I heard this radio commercial about the bargains out there on foreclosed homes. Some for little or no money down. So I called. You should see the deals you can get right now.
She's right. Foreclosed homes are sometimes listed under their value and sometimes require little or no money down. You could pay as little as $199 a month. That's less than most people pay for rent. See for yourself. For a list of homes in your area, call BNI at 1-800-600-3880.
My house payment is lower than my rent was. Hey, you really can afford a home. See for yourself. Just call and get the list.
For a list of foreclosed homes in your area, call right now, 1-800-600-3880, 1-800-600-3880. That's 1-800-600-3880.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Get answers to questions about your church's administrative issues at this year's Greater Allen Cathedral's Economic Development Conference, October 22nd through the 24th. Learn about faith-based development, budgets, tax credit financing, and register by September 30th for only $175. 718-206-4600 or WMCA.com.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-700-9805, 800-700-9805, 800-700-9805.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-905-4522. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. Lumber Liquidators is where Ty Pennington gets the flooring he uses for his weekly makeover show. And if it's good enough for Ty, well, if you're looking in hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. Visit a store in New York City, Wappingers Falls, or Hauppauge, New York, in Norwalk, Connecticut, and in Cherry Hill or South Hackensack, New Jersey. Or call for your free catalog, 1-800-905-4522. That's 1-800-905-4522. 1-800-905-4522.
Work hard. Play hard. Listen hard. The revolution with rhythm. Renewing minds every day. Make it a public spectacle of evil. The battle-thumping capital of the world. The Musclehead Revolution.
WMCA 570, 22 minutes past the hour. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Did you happen to catch yours truly on CNN last night? How did I do? KMC at WMCA.com. And I intended to have the audio for you today. I'm at wit's end as to why I don't. Mostly just bad planning on my part. But if you did not get to hear that, we'll try to get that to you sometime before the end of the week. Maybe on our Friday show. Maybe Friday would be a good time to roll that back out. Anyway, had a chance to go toe-to-toe on the issue of whether or not columnists should be calling for another 9/11, should be soliciting ideas for how terrorists can arm themselves, and I got a free shot at the New York Times. not a bad outing. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, WMCA 570. I did hear from some of you last night via email, and thank you for your encouragement. Very, very always encouraged to hear from you. And to know that you care and that you watched and that you weighed in, that made me even feel better. Listen, we've got a lot to get to, so I want to delve into it here. Jack McClellan is not the name of a man that I admire, and it should not be the name of a man that you admire. Who is Jack McClellan? He's a man who blogs about his attraction to young girls but says he doesn't touch them. He was arrested Monday at a university child care facility with a camera, said police in Los Angeles. What do we know about this guy? Well, you may have heard the name in recent weeks because Jack McClellan has become well known. He's the man out in California that has been running this blog that's basically a how-to guide for pedophiles, how to get away with it, how to do these things, how to seduce young kids, and how to get off scot-free. Well, all the while that he's been putting this information out there, he's been claiming that he has never done any of this stuff, that he has followed the letter of the law, and that in doing so, the police are stymied, not being able to do anything to stop him, because the internet evidently is not under their jurisdiction, whatever the case may be. So this is a guy that I'm mocking when I say I don't have respect for him. I despise him. I despise everything that he represents. And it's the epitome of ultimate selfishness. Desiring to rape and molest the most innocent and the most vulnerable among us. But for most of his sad existence, this loser has lived with his parents. The guy is like 45 years old. He's lived with mom and dad the whole time, you know, working on his blog down in his basement. Creepy guy. No accomplishment in his life. No drive. No commitment. No, you know, nothing to. But it gets worse than that. I was reading some of his profile that the AP was putting out today. He's actually been living off the government for the last number of years, off of SSI, which is a type of monthly supplemental security income, because he says he suffers from depression. He suffers from depression, so he's handicapped by his depression. He can't go to work, so he lives off this SSI supplemental income, which he gets from the government. You and I pay for his way of life through this supplemental security income. It's not Social Security. That would be money that he had paid into it, conceivably, that he was then getting back out. My mentally challenged special needs son qualifies for his own Social Security that he has become eligible for through the earnings that even he, with a limited mental capacity, has been able to earn. This man is writing how-to pedophile guides on the internet and mooching off the government, which is you and I. He raised a ruckus not long ago in California for posting on his website about his desires to molest underagers. And in doing so, raised the ire of many parents in California, so much so that several of the parents have now tried to take him to court to get his website shut down and a whole number of other things. Now, you may remember we talked with Jason Elian about MySpace My Kids. What are your kids doing online, on the internet? Are you familiar? It's not really avoidable. Kids are going to use computers. That's the way. No, don't shake your head at me. Look me in the eye here. Your kids are going to use computers for the rest of time. Computers are going to be here. They are going to have to use them. You don't have the option. Well, I guess you do have an option of going and living in a cave somewhere. But if you're going to have any interaction in this life, in civilized settings, there are going to be computers. And if there are, then you are going to need to know what your kids are going to have the potential to learn and how to best guide them through that process. That's why I've had Jason on a couple of times. You can get his book at WMCA.com. Click on Kevin McCullough. Click on the bookstore. It's called MySpace My Kids. But the point being that the reason that I'm so insistent upon you getting involved in that area of life is because there are creeps like this guy out there. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you what he was caught doing yesterday and how it relates to the Newark triple murder case. Whoa, that's quite a stretch. Well, just wait and see. We'll talk about it. 1-800-345-WMCA with your thoughts on anything that I'm discussing today. 1-800-345-WMCA. This is WMCA.com and in New York, WMCA 570. I'm Kevin McCullough. In Lesotho, Africa, right this very moment, another child has just died from complications from HIV/AIDS through no fault of their own, merely the lack of medicine to save their life. Had that child been able to receive the AZT cocktails, they would live for another 25 years, but because there was no airplane to bring it to them, they perished. An hour from now, six more will be dead. And six the hour after that. By the end of the day, 144 orphan children will die in Lesotho, Africa today. Friends, we can stop this. Help Mission Aviation Fellowship get the airplanes flying. 800-882-9935. Call now. 800-882-9935. $270 will help the airplanes fly faster. 800-882-9935. That's 800-882-9935. 9935.
You've probably heard all the talk about the health benefits of the omega-3s in fish oil. And if you've ever wanted to find out what omega-3s can do for you, congratulations. This is your lucky day. Because right now you can get a free bottle of Master Omega-3 fish oil. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 1-800-500-1892. Experience for free all the incredible health benefits omega-3s can have for your heart, your skin, your joints, even your focus and concentration. And what's even luckier for you, this isn't just any omega-3. This is Master Omega-3, extra purified and double concentrated. It's the only omega-3 your body doesn't have to break down to absorb. Our refinement process is so unique, it was awarded a U.S. patent. Don't miss your chance to experience, free, the difference Master Omega-3 can make for you. To find out how to get your free bottle, call now for details. 1-800-500-1892. 1-800-500-1892. That's 1-800-500-1892.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right, they just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. It's called the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System by John Commuta. Call today for a free tape revealing the power of this proven system.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. Our system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
You can do the same, guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. This system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape, 1-800-500-9957. For your free tape, call 1-800-500-9957. 1-800-500-9957.
If you've been injured or ill, you have rights.
Joe was denied disability benefits after being out of work for over a year. Attorney Gary Glenn won him all his back benefits as well as ongoing monthly payments.
When you've been injured or ill, you want to know and protect your rights.
Lucille was denied a disability pension from her job and was also denied Social Security benefits. Gary Glenn got her everything she deserved.
When you're ill or injured, you need an advocate.
Mary was injured in a car accident. She called Gary Glenn, and he guided her every step of the way. She was glad she called Gary Glenn.
If you've been injured or ill, you need the law offices of Gary Glenn. Call 800-659-HURT. We live in a world where accidents, negligence, and malpractice happen every day. See if Gary Glenn can help you. Find out how you can get disability benefits or whether you have a legal claim for an accident or medical malpractice. Call the law offices of Gary Glenn at 1-800-659-HURT. 1-800-659-HURT.
Never fades, and faith never fails. WMCA Muscleheads. Call 1-800-345-WMCA. That's 1-800-345-9622.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. 26 minutes left in the hour. WMCA 570 in New York and 3W.WMCA.com online. And you can listen on demand as well if you just click on the Kevin McCullough page and click on the Listen on Demand feature. We got a week's worth of recent podcasts up there. They update, you know, 7 days after they're put up there. But you can listen to the whole last week if you miss any single portion of the broadcast. 1-800-345-9622, 1-800-345-WMCA. So you've got this pervert, Jack McClellan, out in California, posting these postulations on his website, saying this is how to seduce young girls into just evil. And so yesterday, even though he has promised, made many public promises that he has never, 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 never done any of this stuff, that it's just all words to him, it's just all talk. Yesterday, he gets arrested outside of a daycare center for stalking three-year-old girls that were playing very innocently nearby. He had his camera with him. Now, I read everything that comes in on the story today, okay? And my brain automatically starts going into, I can't help it. It's like reaction. I know exactly what the truth is here, and yet newspaper reporters can't come to an understanding of the truth. And is it because they want to be deceived? Is it because they're willfully stupid? I don't get it. Do they have a desire to literally be ignorant? Is that the craven desire of society today? Do we long to be left in the dark and not have knowledge and not have wisdom and not have insight? Is that where we're at? Because I will tell you, the court system has sided with this guy. They have said, hey, he hasn't done it. He hasn't broken it. Just talking about something, that's freedom of speech. And why do they have to give him a pass? Because they've given every dirty-minded author and pedophile writer forever and a day before him a pass. Somebody write a book. Include in the, who was it, Jim Webb, the senator from Virginia, that had written that nasty passage in one of his—he was an author before he went into public service, and he'd served in Vietnam, and he wrote this nasty passage about a father performing oral sex on his son in Vietnam that he witnessed, and he put it in all kinds of graphic detail in his book. See, if a judge comes down on this pedophile out in California on his website, he's got to come down on Senator Jim Webb. And so is the reason why we don't want to know the real truth of the matter, the reason why we don't want to know wisdom, we don't want to have understanding, we don't want to have insight, is it because of a guilty conscience? Is that the primary driving force behind it? That it would condemn all of us if we stood up and said anything is wrong? Does that suddenly make everyone wrong? Probably. And if people can get out of their own guilt by allowing someone else to be immoral, they're going to do it. That's what society is turning into. So he gets arrested yesterday, and he's got his camera. He's obviously within 30 feet of children, and he's got a restraining order against him, not allowing him to get within 30 feet. And he goes before the judge. He's brought up on charges. He will stand trial, and then he's released. He's just let go on his own recognizance. Friends, what is happening to our world? What is happening to our society? We are literally dumbing ourselves to death. Now, does anyone believe that even if he hasn't acted on all those perverse things that he said on his website previous to this, does anyone believe that the violating the restraint, not the restraining order, but the I guess it's a restraining order that requires him to be so many feet away, violating that order, that court order, is that not the first step towards what many could say would be just a few steps until he is molesting a child? Men, you already know that this is true. Men listening to me already know that this is true, because you justify impurity in your own mind and adultery in pornography in your own life the same way this guy justifies his interaction, titillation, and fantasies about little girls. Men, you know what I'm talking about. You see something that you're not supposed to see, or maybe you sought it out. Maybe you were looking for it, but you weren't supposed to see it. You know that when you begin to think upon it, contemplate it, fantasize about it, that the more you obsess along those lines, the inch by inch you are drawing closer towards the actual doing of it. So is it not the same thing for this guy and the little girls that he's so taken with? Is that not the identical thing? And here he's got a court order restraining him. He's within 30 feet. He gets busted. Now, you know, Scripture talks about as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you fill your mind with this stuff constantly, over and over and over again, it's going to have a corrosive effect on any moral fiber that you have within you. I will never forget Dr. James Dobson telling me once, that when he served on President Ronald Reagan's commission on the impact of pornography on American society, that his committee went through thousands of hours of videos and materials, hundreds of thousands of pictures and printed things, and I will never forget his reaction to that coming out of that research project. And he is a researched, certified doctor of psychology. He's supposed to have the wherewithal that, you know, this kind of stuff probably doesn't get to him the way it does the average person. But he said, after being exposed to that stuff for any length of time, those thoughts, that it was like he needed to be purged. He felt so filthy, so dirty. This man that we're talking about, Jack McClellan in California, is obsessing in his mind not about grown women who have voluntarily posed for adult publications. He is thinking this way about 3, 5, 6, 10-year-old girls. And in the process of doing so, gets this close to one, within a couple of arm's length of one, taking her picture, gets arrested. And what does our society do? What does our society do? What, the one that is supposed to protect us, they let him back out on bail within just a matter of minutes. Now, see, that worked out really good in Newark, didn't it? Yeah, we've seen this happen before. Jose Carranza, July 5th, was booked on 31 counts in an indictment for molesting a 5-year-old girl from the age of 5 until 9. And what did he do when he made bail? He went out, most likely sexually assaulted the teens that were murdered, and then murdered them just a couple of weeks ago. I do not understand what it is. I can't put it into words. I can't comprehend it. But it is as though our legal system, our media, those that write the laws, those that are charged with enforcing the laws, they're blind to what they are seeing, and there is some sort of ignorant belief that the guy goes before a judge, says, okay, I'll show up on my court date. Yeah, I won't be a harm to minors, anything else, and the judge lets him go. Unbelievable. 1-800-345-WMCA, 1-800-345-9622. I'm not the father of a daughter, but if I were, you have to understand I'd be blowing a gasket today that judges would be doing this. 1-800-345-WMCA, 1-800-345-9622. Why is society so blaming stupid? Why do we insist upon, and I mean that in the most literal sense, why do we insist upon maintaining ignorance? What is it about being less than bright that causes society to continually perpetuate again and again and again more and more people that want to be that way? 1-800-345-9622, 1-800-345-WMCA.
The Musclehead Revolution.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how to get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Nutrition Truth About Vitamins and Minerals, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get yourself a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-400-9129. 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
Do you know the secret to reading 10 times faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. The secret is IQ from Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 10 times faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. 1-800-500-5351. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-500-5351. That's 1-800-500-5351. Again, 1-800-500-5351.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right. If you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-905-4522. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly
directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. Lumber Liquidators is where Ty Pennington gets the flooring he uses for his weekly makeover show. And if it's good enough for Ty, well, if you're looking in hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. Visit a store in New York City, Wappingers Falls, or Hauppauge, New York, in Norwalk, Connecticut, and in Cherry Hill or South Hackensack, New Jersey. Or call for your free catalog, 1-800-905-4522. That's 1-800-905-4522. 1-800-905-4522.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right, they just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. It's called the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System by John Commuta. Call today for a free tape revealing the power of this proven system.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. Our system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
You can do the same, guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. This system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape, 1-800-500-9957. For your free tape, call 1-800-500-9957. 1-800-500-9957.
Writing a Christian book? You can get it published and get it on Amazon. Learn how with your free publishing guide. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. ChristianPublishing.com.
If I was to ask you about what you'd like to experience when buying that special jewelry item, you might say personal one-on-one attention. And if you're buying a ring, high-quality diamonds at an affordable price. Well, that's what you'll find at Lord's Diamonds. Hi, Kevin Cottrell letting you know that Lord's Diamonds also specializes in engagement rings and wedding bands. I was there. I saw Anu's wonderful selection. And if you are on a budget, Anu will work with you. Anu worked on a ring I own, and I was thoroughly satisfied with the results. And you will be, too, when you see Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Call her at 888-868-1681. That's 888-868-1681. 1681. Personal attention, rings for all budgets, high quality at affordable prices. That's Lord's Diamonds. 888-868-1681.
Musclehead Radio on WMCA, making minds razor sharp. The Kevin McCullough Show, 1-800-345-WMCA. That's 1-800-345-9622.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 800-345-9622, 1-800-345-WMCA. Let me give you just one more example of this bestowed upon ignorance that we're talking about. Out of Newark yesterday, I told you that the two primary suspects in the Newark triple murder shootings, both illegal aliens. Listen to this piece of work from Shai Goldstein of the New Jersey Immigration Policy Network, a pro-illegal alien group. Listen to this quote. It is important for local law enforcement officials to keep focused on issues of criminal activity, not status. It's not the role of local law enforcement to be involved in federal immigration policy. You know why she's saying that? Because Newark, New Jersey is a sanctuary city. Because they are a sanctuary city, they have basically given the middle finger to the federal government, and they said, we're not telling you a thing about anybody, even if we catch them doing felonies. See, because of Shai Goldstein's ignorant thought here that we should cover up the issue of status, which, by the way, is a criminal act. Mr. Goldstein, Ms. Goldstein, whoever this is not a thorough thinking person. They're an ignorant person. Either that or they're willfully manipulating the truth here. One of two things is true. Either they purposefully are lying, saying that it's going to harm the community, or they're ignorant. Either way, they're incompetent and should not be in a position to say anything about the matter. But here they say that it is not up to local law enforcement to notify federal authorities about status policy. Well, guess what? If they had reported to the INS, in fact, in the very next quote on the CBS2 story, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement was official responded, could we have done something? Absolutely we would have done something. The system works very well when it's done right. But Immigration and Customs was not contacted about Mr. Carranza until after the Newark shootings. If we had known earlier, he would have been detained. In other words, if INS, if Immigration had known that an illegal criminal alien had committed this crime, the crime of molesting the child earlier, they would have kept him in prison. They wouldn't have let him back out on bail. And so the New Jersey policy, whatever, Immigration Policy Network is full of it, absolutely full of it. She's not speaking the truth in any way, shape, fashion, or form. It's law enforcement's duty to protect. And had they told Immigration, four young people might still very well be alive today. And he was a pedophile to boot. And now this pedophile out in California, oh, well, we picked him up shooting pictures of the three-year-olds, but we can't do anything. We're going to let him back out on the street. Why is our society seeking to be so utterly, incompetently ignorant of truth and reality? I want to know the answer to that question, and I'll take your responses to it coming up next. We'll start with Sue out of Madison, Connecticut. Sue, hold on. I see you waiting patiently. We got two phone lines open for your call, 1-800-345-9622. Why do we want to be so stupid?
A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to sponsor a Compassion Child. Her name was Jane Bitsu. So many of these children live in dire poverty. Their mothers and fathers try to take care of them, but in the lands they live in, like in Africa, in Kenya, it's very hard. They struggle with malnutrition. But then when you come alongside of them and only see a picture and decide in your faith to commit, you give them a gift every month, and their lives begin to change, as I saw in Jane's pictures, where she attended school and wrote me letters back, and I could see she was doing well in her studies and growing in her faith in Jesus. And she blessed me when I met her recently at 25 with two children to let me know that her daughter, she named Megan, after my daughter. That's the kind of impact a Compassion Child feels for you, the sponsor. Help a Compassion Child today. Call 888-284-8192. That's 888-284-8192. You'll make a difference for now and eternity.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-700-9805. 800-700-9805. 800-700-9805.
Tickets are available for Harvest Greg Laurie, two at a time. One for you, one for an unsafe friend. Harvest New York 2007, September 23rd, Madison Square Garden, with Mercy Me and Jeremy Camp. But it's all about saving souls. More than 80% of all the people who've made decisions at Harvest have been brought by a Christian friend.
Just get people over here just to listen.
Give your second ticket to that friend who doesn't know Christ.
Don't just invite your non-Christian friend to come. Go and pick them up and bring them with you.
Let me take you there.
Don't just invite them. Bring them.
I'll show you where.
I've been praying for my dad for about 4 years, and he's here, and he got saved.
Bring someone. Harvest Greg Laurie with Mercy Me and Jeremy Camp at Wamuu Theater at Madison Square Garden, September 23rd. Get tickets at ny.harvest.org or at 1-800-CRUSADE.
You've heard the...